Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
From legislators to lobbyists, everyone who works at the Capitol knows that it's an emotional roller coaster. Some days are good, some days are bad, some days are both. It's amazing how fast things change. On a scale of 1 to 10, yesterday was an 8, a day that started off good and just kept getting better. It all began in Senate Judiciary with House Bill 104, a bill to create the offense of death to an unborn child. This bill, better known as the Lacey and Connor Peterson Act, has been around for more than a decade. It's law in 36 states and at the federal level, but it's never passed in Montana. Basically, it says that if someone knowingly or purposely assaults a pregnant woman and causes the death of her unborn child, then that perpetrator can be charged with the murder of the child. Abortion proponents such as the ACLU and Planned Parenthood have long opposed this bill, claiming that giving legal standing to an unborn child is a backdoor attempt to criminalize abortion. Yesterday, after more than a decade, they threw in the towel. After our side agreed to a few amendments that clarified the intent of the bill, the other side agreed to drop their opposition and allow the bill to become law. It was a regular kumbaya moment, but that was just the beginning. We then moved to the House Tax Committee, where Senate Bill 81 was up for executive action. This was one in the package of school choice bills that we've been working so hard to get passed. Also known as the Tax Credit Scholarship Bill, it provides a tax credit to individuals and corporations who donate money to scholarship granting organizations. These scholarships then allow kids who want to transfer from public to private schools. As you can imagine, all the Catholic and Evangelical Christian schools are on board, as well as a host of non-religious schools. The education establishment has long opposed this bill and were visibly furious when it passed out of the tax committee on a party-line vote. They're doing everything in their power to kill it, but it only has three more stops before it reaches the governor's desk. This is the furthest a school choice bill has ever made it through the process, and with your help, we can put it over the top. The bill will hit the floor of the House tomorrow, and it's time to start calling the members of the House and ask them to vote yes on the tax credit scholarship bill. The number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. And if that wasn't enough, we got an added bonus at the end of the day when the House Education Committee passed House Bill 357, a bill to create education savings accounts. Just imagine if 65% of the money normally used to send a child to a public school could be used by that child to transfer to a private school of their choice, as much as $5,000 per year. Or better yet, what if that money were deposited into an account and then used later for college? Conceivably, that child could have $50,000 or $60,000 saved by the time they graduate from high school, and as a bonus, the public school that they left still gets to keep 35% of the money even though the student is no longer there. This is a win-win for kids and schools. Please call the members of the House today and ask them to vote yes on the My Choice Savings Account bill. You can leave both messages at the same time because this bill will also hit the floor of the House tomorrow. Once again, ask them to vote yes on tax credit scholarships and the My Choice Savings Accounts. The number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.